Big news from the Syrian city of Raqqa. ISIS is out. U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab militias say they're now fully in control of the city after a bitter four-month battle to push out ISIS. Remember that ISIS claimed Raqqa as the capital of its so-called Islamic State caliphate. The world's Rich Hall has been following events in Raqqa from his base in Beirut.
There was quite remarkable video online of the last ISIS fighters in the city boarding a bus. They stopped to take pictures one last time before they got on this bus and were evacuated out. So the Kurdish and Arab force claimed victory in the city. They say they've liberated most of it. There are a few holdouts elsewhere, but this is the day they're declaring liberation. There were big celebrations in the center of Raqqa, where ISIS used to carry out executions. So yeah, a very symbolic defeat for ISIS and a big day in the fight against ISIS.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty hard to reach residents of Raqqa during the fighting. But you did manage to speak to a native of Raqqa who's currently in Europe. How does he feel today now that the city is more or less ISIS-free?
That's right. I reached Mohammed Qadda in Germany. He left in 2015. He lived under ISIS for a while in Raqqa, but he was born there and grew up there. I wanted to kind of get a sense of how he felt about this liberation. And this is what he told me.
I don't believe that the city has been liberated today. It's just a new occupier take the city from another one. They killed thousands of civilians by artillery shells and by the coalition airstrikes. They destroy about 80% of the city. They want to capture the city no matter the cost.
Wow. I mean, the old occupier, though, ISIS, I mean, they ran roughshod over the city. They tortured people. I know Mohammed knows Raqqa well. He lived there for many years. Why is he angry that a U.S.-backed coalition of Kurdish and Arab militias have taken the city?
I should say that Mohammed is an anti-ISIS activist. He was actually working in Raqqa at great personal risk to get information out about ISIS crimes. So he has no love for ISIS whatsoever.
Yeah.
I asked him about this. I asked him this question that you asked me then, and he said, liberators don't destroy cities like this. He talked about the scale of destruction in Raqqa, which is just unimaginable. If you look at videos and pictures online, the city is virtually destroyed. It looks like one of those old World War II cities that are just completely flattened by airstrikes. This was one of the most intense areas for airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition. They essentially flattened the city to make way for fighters to go in. More than 1,000 civilians were killed in this fight. So as far as he's concerned, he's asking himself the question, why did they have to do this? Why did they have to destroy my city to liberate it? I should say as well also that many people inside Raqqa were very grateful to the fighters that liberated the city. Mohammed has one point of view, but there are many people who are very grateful for this liberation.
So someone like Mohammed, is he so opposed to Bashar al-Assad that he'd rather have ISIS in Raqqa if Assad isn't removed?
No, certainly not. People like Mohammed refuse the rule of Assad and ISIS. They want to decide who rules them.
So what is next for ISIS and for Raqqa, Rich?
We shouldn't kid ourselves that this is the end of ISIS. What will happen now, and what's already happening, is that ISIS is transitioning from a self-declared country back into a terrorist organization, an insurgency that carries out attacks abroad. But what we can say is that the loss of Raqqa and Mosul and these big population centers will certainly limit their ability to carry out these attacks. They made a lot of money from taxing the populations they ruled and from taking over factories and oil fields, and they're losing this source of income now. So a weakened organization for sure, but still a threat.
The world's Rich Hall following the situation in Raqqa and Syria from his base in Beirut. Good to speak with you again, Rich. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Marco.